Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English. We are the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, and we broadcast from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kilohertz. On the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International. And you can also listen to us via internet on our website, rae.com.ar. There you can find all of our programs, all of our content in 8 languages, available as on-demand podcast. And by the way, I invite you to check out our YouTube channel, RAE Argentina to the World, where you can also find original content produced by Argentina's international radio, available in 8 languages. You look up for that YouTube channel as RAE Argentina. It's easy. And if you want to get in touch with us, you have to send an email to us. You can send messages, greetings. You can send us reception reports if you are the Xer. And the email address is the same for all purposes. qslrae@gmail.com. I repeat, qslrae@gmail.com. We reply reception reports with a digital QSL card. My name is Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you this weekly edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English. And on this week's program, we're going to be talking about tango. You know, many of our listeners tune in on RAE to listen to Argentina's most famous musical genre, tango. I always clarify, I always stress that tango is not the only musical genre that is popular in Argentina. As a matter of fact, there are other musical genres that are far more popular. But tango is one of the brands that identify Argentina around the world, just like the late Maradona or beef. Well, tango is one of those words that bring Argentina to mind around the world. Most people around the world are familiar with the dancing aspect of tango, but I always emphasize that tango is a three-leg table. You've got the dance, of course, which is very famous. You are familiar with the image of the couples and the sensual moves. Tango is also the music, of course. And there is a third aspect of tango, which is key, and is the most important, culturally speaking, to us, to Argentines. And those are the lyrics. Tango lyrics express a philosophy that is a fundamental part of Argentine's mindset. And of course, somebody has written those lyrics. There are a few lyricists that are the most important and wrote the most fundamental tangos of all time, the golden tangos, the golden tango songs, as some would call them. Today we're going to be talking about the work of one of these particular lyricists, my favorite, if you allow me an opinion, a man who is a legend in the world of tango, Enrique Santos Discepolo. Discepolin, as he was also known, was born in Buenos Aires in 1901. He died at the age of 50 in 1951, also in Buenos Aires. He was a playwright, an actor. He wrote plays for radio, and he was familiar with the world of the world of entertainment in the Buenos Aires of the 1920s because of his older brother Armando Discepolo, who was also a famous writer. But Discepolo went down in history as the creator of some of the most important tango lyrics of all time. Songs that are now part of the Argentine songbook, the tango songbook. He wrote no fewer than 10 tango songs. He wrote many others, but he wrote no fewer than 10 tango songs, which are absolute classics as standards of all time and have been interpreted in so many ways by so many interpreters, by so many singers, program,
we're
bands,
be going over,
and not only in tango style, but
the
also
top
in rock style.
Seven, top eight tango tracks written by Enrique Santos Discepolo, Discepolin.
Let's start with the first song that he wrote in the late 1920s, called Esta Noche Me Emborracho. Tonight, I'm getting drunk. And this is a very typical tango idea that you're going to find in many other musical genres as well. The idea of the man who seeks consolation and comfort in booze, in alcohol. And in this particular case, because he has discovered that his former girlfriend, his former lover, is now living the high life that he could not provide. And this is the first rendition of this famous song, whose lyrics were written by Discepolo. Esta noche me emborracho, this evening or tonight I'm getting drunk, sung by Azucena Maizani.
Toda la negra escangallada, la vista madrugada, salir del cabaret. Placa, dos cuartas de cogote y una percha en el escote. Bajo la nuez, chueca, vestida de bebita, ceñida y coqueteando, su desnudez. Para ti, un gato de pluma, mostrando al compatriar el cuero picotear. Yo que sé cuando no aguanto más, al verla te traje a no llorar. Y pensar que hace 10 años fue mi locura. Y llegué hasta la traición por su hermosura. Que esto que hoy es un cascajo fue la dulce metedura donde yo perdí el honor. Que chiflao por su belleza, le quité el pan a la vieja, ni se ruí ni pechado. Se quedé sin un amigo.
Without a friend. That's very typical loneliness. Being alone. Being helpless. Well, tango is quite pessimistic in its view of the world, in its view of life. It's a grim philosophy, yet it is poetry as well. I mean, it is bittersweet. And Discepolo wrote many of lyrics like that, which are quite dark and pessimistic. They are not celebrating the present at all. In any case, they are romanticizing the past, idealizing a past that is gone, and he complains about the present that surrounds him, not only with personal stories like losing a girlfriend and discovering that she's now with somebody else, but he's also, Discepolo, he also wrote about the world that he saw in the 1930s and 40s, and he complains about the state of affairs vis-a-vis, well, a gilded era
an innocent era in the past when things were better. These concept of romanticizing the past and rejecting and complaining, condemning the present, not to mention the future, is very typical of tango lyrics and philosophy, and Discepolo expressed that like few. An example of that is another of his most famous creations, a song called Uno, like one searches for hope and, well, crashes into a wall or something like that. This is a tango which is an anthem and has been interpreted by so many artists. I'll share with you now on today's program of Rai Argentina to the World in English the rendition by no other than Carlos Gardel.
Esperanzas, el camino que los sueños prometieron a sus ansias. Sabe que la lucha es cruel y es mucha, pero lucha y se desangra por la fe que lo empecina. Uno va arrastrándose entre las filas y en su afán de dar su amor sufre y se destroza hasta entender que uno se quedó sin corazón. Precio de castigo que uno entrega por un beso que no llega, un amor que no engañó. Así mi amor llorar tanta traición. Si yo tuviera el corazón que di, si yo pudiera como ayer
there you have the key part of the track. If I had the heart that I lost, I would be able to love like I used to. But now I have lost all hope, and I have lost the ability to love without thinking too much. That's one of the ideas behind this classic song written by Enrique Santos Discepolo, one of the top four lyricists of tango of all time, together with Homero Manzi, Cátulo Castillo, and Enrique Cadícamo. Those four, you could say, are the top four tango writers of all time. Certainly, Discepolo, many would arguably say, was the most important for songs like this, Uno, that you just listened to in the rendition of Carlos Gardel. He also wrote a pretty funny piece dedicated to a woman who used her beauty to seduce people and rip them off. He tells a story of a man who used to own a stall in the market selling meat, and he was seduced by this character, a chorra, which is a lunfardo word, a slang word for thief, and he sold off everything he had to pamper her and to be with her. And when he realized he had lost everything, and the man says at the end, well, I'll tell you later what the key line, in my opinion, of the song is. This is Chorra, written by Enrique Santos Discepolo in its most famous rendition, that of singer Edmundo Rivero.
Thank you. Por ser bueno me pusiste la miseria, me dejaste en la palmera, me afanaste hasta el color. En 6 meses me comiste el mercadito, la casilla de la feria, la ganchera, el mostrador. Chorra, me robaste hasta el amor. Ahora, tanto me asusta una mina, que si en la calle me afila, me pongo al lado del botón. Lo que más bronca me da es haber estado tan gil. Si hace un mes de desayuno con lo que he sabido ayer, no era a mí que me cachaban tus rebuscas de mujer. Hoy me entero que tu mamá, noble vida de un guerrero, es la chorra de más fama que piso la 33. Y he sabido que el guerrero que murió lleno de honor, ni murió ni fue guerrero como me engrupiste vos. Está en cana prontuariado como agente la camorra, profesor de cachiporra, malandrín y estafador. Entre todos me pelaron con lacero, tu silueta fue el anzuelo donde yo me fui a ensartar. Se tragaron vos, la viuda y el guerrero, lo que me costó 10 años de paciencia y de yugar. Chorros, vos, tu vieja y tu papá, guarda, cuídense porque anda suelta. Si los cachalos da vuelta, no les da tiene para rajar. Lo que más bronca me da es haber estado tan gil.
Well, that's the line I was telling you about. What really, really pisses me off is not that, well, I lost all of the material possessions that I had to the beauty of this woman. It's not that I lost her also, because the man apparently fell for her. What really pisses me off, says the character of this song, Chorra, is that I was a gil. Es haber estado tan gil, is to have been such a fool, to be a gullible person. And that, in tango lore, is an unforgivable sin. Because, yes, you become more pessimistic as you grow older, but you are supposed to become wiser, and especially street-wise. You know how the street and its characters behave. And that's the opposite of being a gil. Being a gil is somebody who's a greenhorn, somebody who's fresh in the streets, and it's very easy to be conned. And this man believed he wasn't like that. He had a market, he dealt with people, but, well, he found his match in this woman that seduced him and ripped him off. And that's what really pisses him off, to have been so, so gullible. We are reviewing folks on this program of Rai Argentina to the World in English, the key compositions of the top lyricist of tango of all time, or one of the top tango lyricists of all time, Enrique Santos Discépolo, born in 1901, died in 1951, a playwright, a writer. He didn't only write tango songs, he also wrote pieces for radio, his monologues during the Peronist years, late 1940s, are also historic. He was a supporter of the Peronist government, and he wrote comedy pieces which were kind of politically charged, that are also very important and key in this story. But today we are focusing on his main creations, which are the tango lyrics. And the next song we're going to play is related somehow to the previous song, in the idea of a man who finds his match in a woman. But in this case, we're talking about a guapo, who's the central character. A guapo is a tough man. I mean, a man of the street, a man who fights, who's always on top of others, brave. He never
runs away from a fight, he never shows weakness until he falls for a woman. And that's the concept behind this huge classic written by Disepolo called Maleoaje. This is one of the most famous renditions by singer Adriana Varela.
Decí por Dios que me has dado, que estoy tan cambiado, no sé más quién soy. El malevaje extrañado me mira sin comprender, me ve perdiendo el cartel de guapo que ayer brillaba en la acción. No ves que estoy embretado, vencido y maneo en tu corazón. Te vi pasar tangueando el tener con un compás tan hondo y sensual, que no fue más que verte y perder la fe, el coraje, el ansia de guapear. No me has dejado ni el pucho en la oreja de aquel pasado malevo y feroz. Ya no me falta pa' completar más que ir a misa e hincarme a rezar.
Please do tell me what you gave me, woman, because I lost my courage. And the malevaje, malevaje is the gang. The boys, my friends, my male friends, I should emphasize, are wondering what has happened to me. So please, woman, tell me what you gave me to make me this weak. There's nothing left for me to do but to go to church, kneel and pray. I never run away from a fight. And now, at night, I lock inside my room and weep over you, out of fear of losing you, out of fear of not seeing you again. Well, that's the rough translation of some of the parts of this masterpiece written by Disepolo, by Enrique Santos Disepolo, called Malevaje. Next is a song dedicated to another key element of tango philosophy, of tango culture, of tango mythology, if you want, which are Buenos Aires cafes and all of the things that happen, all of the characters that you can find or you could find in such a place. This is a song called Cafetín de Buenos Aires, written by Enrique Santos Disepolo in the rendition of another legend of tango singing, Roberto El Polaco Goyeneche.
Te miraba de afuera como esas cosas que nunca se alcanzan. La ñata contra el vidrio en un azul de frío que solo fue después viviendo igual al mío. Como una escuela de todas las cosas, esa de muchacho me diste entre asombros. El cigarrillo, la fe en mis sueños y una esperanza de amor. ¿Cómo olvidarte en esta queja, cafetín de Buenos Aires? Si sos lo único en la vida que se pareció a mi vieja, en tu mezcla vinagre sabiondo y suicida. Yo aprendí filosofía, dados, timba y la poesía cruel de no pensar más en mí.
Wow, that really deserves an attempt at translating. Cafetín de Buenos Aires, how can I forget you? You are the closest thing to my mom, to my mother, in your miraculous blend of wise people and suicidal people. I learned philosophy and dice and philosophy, and I learned that cruel poetry of not thinking about myself anymore. Well, this is very deep, and I hosting this English language program and many times playing these songs, I would like you, my listeners in English, to be able to understand all of the lyrics, but obviously they are in Spanish and we've got a language barrier there. That's why I'm doing this particular program on today's edition, to try to get you an idea, a grasp of some of these concepts, some of this poetry, which is so beauty. And Discepolo is, in my opinion, the best of tango poets. And there are so many other songs that we could explore, but let us end this program with the most important of all, which is Cambalache, a song dedicated to the 20th century that Discepolo was not very happy with.
Fue y será una porquería, ya lo sé, en el 510 y en el 2000 también, que siempre ha habido chorros, maquiavelos y escapados, contentos y amargados, valores y dobles, pero que el siglo XX es un despliegue de maldad insolente, ya no hay quien lo niegue. Vivimos revolcados en un merengue y en el mismo lodo todos manoseados. Hoy resulta que es lo mismo ser derecho que traigo. Ignorante, sabio, chorro, pretencioso, estafador, todo es igual, nada es mejor. Lo mismo un burro que un gran profesor. No hay plaza que va a haber, ni escalafón. Los inmorales nos han igualado. Si uno vive en la impostura y otro afana en su ambición, da lo mismo que sea cura, colchonero, rey de barrio, cara dura o polizón.
And that's the rendition of Cambalache, written by Enrique Santos Discepolo, sung by Uruguayan-born tango singer and legend Julio Sosa. Cambalache is Discepolo's take on the 20th century, and he hadn't seen the second half of the 20th century because he died in 1951. And he's complaining about human values being turned all upside down. That's that famous line. It's the same being a professor than a thief. And well, with this, we come to the end of this program of Rai Argentina to the World in English, dedicated to some of the key songs of top tango lyricist Enrique Santos Discepolo. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Fernando Farias. This was Rai Argentina to the World in English, which broadcasts via WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also rai.com.ar. Ciao. Hasta la próxima.